This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 208 for Monday, January 4th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed on Monday, retreating from early gains. Canola was down $1.30 to up $3.30. The most active March contract, it's down $1.30 at $635.70 per ton. That contract had hit fresh highs overnight, trading as high as $646.70 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans amid persistent South American weather concerns had provided spillover support. However, soybeans were well off their own overnight highs, while soy oil was down in Chicago, and speculators also booked profits in canola. Recent strength in the Canadian dollar also pressured values. In the U.S., soybeans did hold on to small gains, while wheat and corn were both lower. In soybeans, the March contract was up 2 cents at $13.13 per bushel, and had been up by as much as 40 cents overnight before profit-taking came forward to weigh on prices. The U.S. exported 1.3 million tons of soybeans during the week ended December 31st. That marked the first week below 2 million tons in 3 months. Weather conditions in South America do remain at the forefront of the bean market, with the 7 to 10 day forecasts calling for more hot and dry weather. Corn, it ended narrowly mixed, the March contract down a quarter cent at 483 and three quarters per bushel. News China was looking at expanding its own corn acres accounted for some selling pressure today. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections came in at just over 900,000 tons. That was down on the week, but roughly double what moved during the same week a year ago. While oilseed processors in Argentina have reached an agreement in their labor dispute, grain inspectors remain on strike in the country, and that's thought to be limiting exports. Wheat futures ended mixed. Chicago up at the final bell, 1.5 cents higher in March at 642 per bushel, but Minneapolis down a penny in March at 598 per bushel, and Kansas City down 4 cents in March at 599 and a half. Winter storms across the southern U.S. plains over the weekend brought some much-needed moisture to the dry area, with more precipitation in the forecast. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections came in at about 325,000 tons. That was down on both the week and the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.